Well, how, if a farmer had some horses out in the pasture, do you have any idea how he'd call to his horses to get them to come in from the pasture?
They used to have a horn, too.
Horn for them?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know of any other way to have calling.
Or say we were talking about plowing with mules. Do you have any idea what you would say to a mule to get him to turn left?
Yeah. Get up there. Get up there.
Have you ever heard a farmer, if you wanted him to turn right or turn left, say,
Yes, there is an expression for that. You want it to stop. You say, hey, and pull your reins in.
Yes, ma'am.
Get up is one turn that needs to go.
Yes, ma'am.
They're used to that.
Right.
But I don't know other than to stop.
Or whoa?
Yeah, whoa.
You ever heard G and Hall?
Yeah.
That was for turning.
That was. Now there's a place up in Alabama near Lisbon, a post office called Push Not a Hall.
Called what?
Push Not a Hall.
Hmm.
And he got his name. It was a rural delivery, see. And the postmaster there, they had a wagon. Of course, they took the mail to deliver it to the different little communities.
Yes, ma'am.
And they had a mule attached to the wagon. And the mule's name was Maggie. And the mule was stubborn like all mules are. And so when he'd leave with the mail, the mail carrier, he'd have a time getting us started. And finally he'd say, push, Maggie. Oh. Push, push, and they named the station Push Not a Hall.
Good.
Now that's the story they told me.
That's a pretty colorful name. Say, you know, if you're on a farm and you're feeding your pigs, have you ever heard people call to their pigs when they're feeding?
Suey.
Mm-hmm. Or have you ever heard anybody say, piggy, 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 something like that?
Well, yes, mm-hmm. But it's a general rule.
Suey.
Yes, and they wouldn't have to call them twice.
Or say, if a person were feeding their chickens, have you ever heard them call the chickens when they're feeding them?
Yeah. Calling just chicky.
Chicky?
Just chicky.
Okay.
You don't have to call them but once either. Because you have a usual time every day. At a certain time you feed them, say maybe 5 o'clock in the evening, summertime 6 o'clock.
Right.
Then you put them in the hen house. Some places lock them up.
I see.
If you have prowlers around, see them.
I see. Have you ever heard any calls to sheep?
No.
Haven't heard it? No. Okay. Say, if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say,
just hitch them up.
Hitch them up.
Hitch them up. Or, I don't believe I know.
Or when you put, you know, the bridle and saddle and all that on them, you say you. Would that be like harness a horse?
Well, you could say.
Say that?
Harness, yes, mm-hmm. But I've never heard that term used.
I
know Miss Henson would tell her husband, she called him my man. And she'd say, my man, I want my horse this evening, get the other pony. And hitch him up by Alice and I going riding.
I see.
Now, but that was the only place I'd ever been on the farm.
Yes, ma'am.